the Western Cape has experienced high levels of substance use disorder, and it in turn has created a great demand for treatment services. While there are several registered funded and unfunded treatment options, of concern is the many unregistered treatment services in the province. Today, we speak to Department of Social Development's Chief Director of Social Welfare and Restorative Services, Liana Goosen, about when, where, and how to get the right help. Liana, how do we know when someone is in trouble and needs help?
There are many warning signs to look out for, and some are more difficult than others to detect. And it is important to have a look out for the warning signs in a general perspective. Some may be ignoring commitments and responsibilities and is unusually secretive. There's also unusual problems at work and home or at school, and there may even be lapses in concentration or memory. There may also be considerate monetary fluctuations and a change in sleeping patterns, lack of motivation, and isolation from social contacts. Sudden mood swings and change in behavior also becomes prevalent. And then there may also be a dramatic weight loss or gain and changes in the physical appearances. The signs of a person depend on where he is in this substance abuse cycle. And therefore, we say no person is the same than the other.
If someone has just started experimenting with drugs, is it too early to get help?
It is never too early to get help. If you suspect someone that are experimenting, don't ignore the early warning signs of drug and substance abuse. Although they might not have developed a dependency yet, they may benefit from early intervention services.
Can harmful substances use or dependency be overcome by willpower alone?
That is extremely difficult. It is important to understand that the prolonged use of alcohol or substances alters the brain. The changes make it very difficult to a person to quit unassisted. Addiction has been recognized as a chronic medical illness, like many other people suffer from heart disease, asthma, or diabetes. Substance use disorder is no different. There is a misconception that willpower alone will assist you to quit. This is not a very helpful way of thinking when treating drug dependency. Addiction is a chronic dysfunction in the brain that involves reward, motivation, and memory centers. The body craves a substance or behavior, especially if it causes compulsive or obsessive pursuit of reward or lack of concern over other consequences. Substance use disorder is a disease, and the dependency can be treated and reversed through therapy, medication, exercise, and other treatments.
And what is the first step in getting help?
The first step in getting help is reaching out to a trained healthcare professional or social worker, who will then conduct an assessment and determining the type of treatment that best suits that individual. And there are different type of treatments available, such as early intervention, inpatient treatment, and community-based treatment. A social worker or the healthcare service provider should then refer the person to a registered program.
What do the different treatment options entail?
Community-based services is a service offered to a person who uses drug and alcohol in a harmful way and whose behavior affects the people around them negatively. This type of treatment involves attending regular sessions at a treatment center without having to stay there. It also allows a person to be an active member of society with less disruption to their normal functioning. The service is provided while the client is exposed to their usual environmental stresses. They therefore can immediately apply skills obtained in therapy. They also have a greater opportunity to have increased family involvement during the treatment period. Services are also mostly available in their community or close by. Inpatient treatment means that the client will stay at the treatment center for the duration of the rehabilitation process. Registered inpatient facilities cater for the needs of a client at a certain spectrum in the cycle of substance dependence. Therefore, it is important to undergo an initial assessment by a professional in the field to identify the stage and individual's needs. Residential-based treatment requires the patient to be removed from their current environment for a prolonged period. Registered treatment centers follow a biopsychosocial approach, which means the health, mental, and social dimension of the client are addressed. In the Western Cape, there are a total of 69 registered community-based treatment facilities and 29 registered inpatient treatment facilities. These include both funded and unfunded facilities. All funded facilities follow a 9-week set program with no differentiation between the type of addiction.
Why is it important to seek help from registered facilities?
Registered treatment programs have been vetted by several government organizations such as the municipality, Department of Health and Social Development to provide the client with necessary levels of care. With rehabs, also known as inpatient facilities, it is especially important to choose a registered facility because this means that they have appropriate treatment plans and the correct staff establishment, which may include social workers, a range of medical professionals, including nurses and psychologists. Operating an unregistered rehab is illegal. The problem with this illegal rehabs is that they do not comply with the prescribed norms and standards, and that the services are not in favor of the client. When people go to unregistered rehabs, they should be aware that they run the risk of great cost and extortion and even debt. Clients further may face the risk of having their rights being violated, and this includes aspects of abuse like physical beatings, isolation for extended periods of time, standing in water for many hours, and allowing fellow clients to physically abuse one another and even hard labor. It also can include sexual and emotional abuse, such as degrading the client in front of others. Another way is kidnapping, which is manifested if after the client has been voluntarily admitted him or herself and later expressed a desire to leave the establishment, but is held against his or her will without a court order. Lastly, one should always be aware that there is a risk of unregistered rehab employing untrained staff and that there is a lack of expertise or minimal resources to deal with a crisis and or complications associated with addiction. An example is heroin withdrawal, which can be fatal if not correctly administered.
How can people be sure that they are using a registered rehab?
A certificate should be displayed at the registered facility or service. An NPO registration certificate issued by a National Department of Social Development should not be confused with a Substance Abuse Treatment Center registration certificate, which is issued by the Provincial Department of Social Development and is valid only for 5 years. Clients should always check the date of the issue of the certificate, and it should be clearly visible. The certificate will always indicate the maximum number of clients that the facility is allowed to accommodate. If it is not displayed, you may have the right to see it before you sign any agreement.
Once you've found a registered rehab, what are the next steps?
Always request information about the fee structure. Payment at DSD-funded treatment centers is decided on a sliding scale which take into consideration the person's income and financial situation. Some private facilities also use a sliding scale, while others have a fixed rate for their treatment. Some private centers accept medical aid payments. The center's refund policy should be discussed before starting with treatment. Depending on the outcome of the treatment, you may retain some of your money should there be a policy available in that regard.
Once the person has completed the treatment program, what happens next?
It is important to note that there are no quick fixes in the treatment of substance use disorder. Recovery is an ongoing process, which includes aftercare services. It is a lifestyle change that requires constant work by both the person in recovery and the support structure. Aftercare services may include regular check-ins, support group sessions, and counseling. The client is provided with aftercare services to manage and maximize the benefit gained during treatment. Halfway houses is provided as a registered establishment to create a sober living environment to clients who have completed the formal treatment program and require a protected living environment to prepare them for integration into society. It is important to note that halfway houses can only render a service to clients who abstain from substance use after they have been discharged from an inpatient treatment center. There is also the possibility of a recovering user experiencing a relapse. A relapse happens when a person stops maintaining his or her goal of sobriety, and treatment is available for a person who experiences a relapse. Attending a support group can also assist in recovery maintenance of a client. Some of the benefits include: client is exposed to a similar experience and assist one another to cope with day-to-day challenges by sharing their skills and coping mechanisms which work for them in their individual journeys. A support group will also provide continuous reminders of the consequences of substance use disorder. It creates the opportunity to meet friends who refrain from the misuse of substances, and in turn provides a better social support structure for someone recovering from a substance use disorder. Activities is not always around alcohol or drug misuse. It increases the motivation to maintain sobriety, and support groups provide emotional support. It assists in the preventing of someone experiencing a relapse. The group, for example, may provide the client with a sponsor, and the role of the sponsor is to support the recovering client via one-to-one level on a 24-hour basis. Alcohol Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, organizations that are easily accessible even via online platforms. One can search online for a meeting closest to where they are living and attend virtual meetings, especially considering the COVID-19 protocols. People can also approach any professional, a teacher, a spiritual leader, to obtain information on support groups available in their community.
How can loved ones support recovery at home?
Friends and family should provide moral and emotional support. They should encourage abstinence from alcohol and drugs, encourage involvement in a structured activity during the day, and promote effective communication within the household. Be mindful of negative support, for example, over-involvement in the decision-making of the person who is in recovery. Encourage them to join a support group. Support groups are clusters of people who get together on a regular basis to share the problems that they face from the effects of a drug and alcohol dependency.
Substance use disorder often affects those closest to the person in recovery. Is there any help available for them?
Their help and support might be crucial in the support to substance users and their loved ones in their recovery, but it's clear that there must be rules and boundaries, as self-care is equally important. Make sure you have a person you can talk to and lean on for support. You may consider joining a support group.
How does one register a substance use disorder treatment center?
Information on the required steps for registration can be found on the heretohelp.co.za website. The registration certificate can be issued in full for a period of 5 years or a conditional period of 12 months, subject to the implementation of provided conditions. Service providers should know that it is very important to register before legally operating a treatment center. They will be in a better position to deliver quality services to the public.
Finding the right help.
When accessing help for substance use disorder, it is important to check that the facility is registered by the Department of Social Development. To check the registration status of a treatment facility, you can email to dsd.sa@westerncape.gov.za, or for more information, visit the www.heretohelp.co.za website or contact us at DSD Hotline on 0800 220 250.
Thank you.